بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا وبعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم رب زدنا علما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال محمد وعليه. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. Beloved respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, in this month of Rajab, very near Ramadan, 1 month, 10 days left, inshallah, for Ramadan. Allah keep us and the whole ummah in afiyat, in respect of everything, afiyat in health, wealth, izzah, iman, everything afiyat. Allahumma inna as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded and encouraged to make dua, or the dua is accepted between adhan and iqama, the companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu were stressed, what's the dua to make? Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afiyah fi dunya wal akhirah. Wallah, we ask for afiyah, safety, afiyat, I don't even know, it's very comprehensive meaning. In dunya, in akhirah. Like, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban-nar. Allah, give us in the whole ummah. So as we're discussing the duas of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ حَيِّ وَالْمَيِّ. A person remembering Allah is like a live person. مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْمَيِّتِ. Rasulullah said, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. Person remembering Allah, live. Person, you know, this human, when he forgets and neglects the remembrance of Allah, he becomes mayyit. Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Abdul Qadir Raipuri Nawwarallah Markadahu, and he used to say, أَكْبَرُ الْكَبَائِرِ ایک لمحے کے لئے بھی اللہ سے غافل ہونا. To be unaware of Allah even for one second, for one breath, اکبر الکبائر, greatest of sins. عجیب. A believer, he sees a tree, he's walking, he's talking, he's playing, he's doing whatever he's doing, even when you're playing, even with your family. Because this is why the sunnah is so lovely. Anything that you do, and you do on the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it becomes ibadah. You're remembering Allah. And then there's verbal remembrance, which we are going through right now. The different du'as that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read throughout the day. And that dhikr, the greatest dhikr from the tongue. What is the greatest dhikr from the tongue? Hazrat Maulana Shah Wasiullah Nawarullah Murkadahu, the Khalifa of the Tanvi. There was also Maulana Shah Masiullah and Shah Wasiullah Nawarullah Ilahabadi Nawarullah Murkadahu. He used to say, the jo nisbat dhikr ke zariye se paida hoti, the nisbat, that the connection that you get with Allah through the recitation of Quran, is like a castle made out of bricks. And then the other types of dhikr that a person can do will be like a sand castle. How far, how easy, you know, children, if you've been to the beach in the summer, or you're in the countries there back home, if you go to the water and the children's, they make castle out of the, you know, with the sand, they make things with the sand, and after a while, it breaks. A little bit of water hits it, it breaks. That's the other types of dhikr. But the dhikr, so it says that the greatest form of dhikr, the strongest and the best, is Kitabullah, obviously, recitation of the Quran. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَذَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Indeed, we revealed this dhikr, yani this Quran. Ask any mufassir in the world. Indeed, we have revealed the dhikr. No, unless he's trying to change the Quran and he's a murtad or he follows another way. But ask any mufassir what the dhikr will mean. What does dhikr mean? وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. That's a different ayat. But this, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَذَّلْنَا الذِّكْرِ, we have revealed the Qur'an, the dhikr. So it is for that connection. So there's different ways. أَكِمِ الصَّلَاةِ لِذِكْرِ. Through salah, a person then dhikr. So even in your daily life, right now you're going to go out, you read the dua. Going out the masjid, you read the dua. Whilst in the car, you read the different types of duas, you're in ibadat. So I was teaching you duas of adhan. Today I'll teach you one dua, which my ustaz al-muhtaram, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Islam al-Haq sahab, nawarallahu markadahu. Alhamdulillah, I was fortunate there in Medina Munawwara. And it's ajeeb how things work. Ajeeb. I was teaching in Madinatul Uloom, a branch of Darul Mubari, after I graduated. In 94 I graduated. In 95-96, a branch, this is 22 acres land, a madrasa with 200 students. From the morning until evening, alhamdulillah, 10, in 2 years, alhamdulillah, 10 students, alhamdulillah, also did hifz, completed hafiz by me. And they're ulama now. But that was when I was, before I was married, 23, 24 years old. Yeah, now I'm 50. Just yesterday I turned 50, I think, the day before. When I became 40, I phoned my father-in-law of Zambia, and I said to my father-in-law, make dua, I'm 40 years old, that now I change my life and I become a human. Really, 40 years old? أربعين سنة ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي نعمت علي. The dua of Abu Bakr Siddiq to a person now 50. Imagine 50 years old and you haven't changed your life. And I'm 50 years old, I haven't changed my life. I'm still dunya, 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 dunya. Allah forgive. So when I was there, alhamdulillah, Hazrat our ustaz al-muhtaram, Hazrat Mawlana Islam al-Haqsab, nawarallahu markadahu. Once, then I used to go to visit my sheikh in Darul Umbari, which is, because the Medina Tulum was about 100 kilometers. In England, it's miles. So I think it was 100 miles or so. It's near Birmingham. And Darul Umbari is near Manchester. Not even in Manchester, near in Bolton Bury, in Holcombe Bury. So I used to go to visit him once a month or after 2-3 months, whenever I had permission to come to see my sheikh. Actually, I was in the sohbah of my sheikh. I wanted to stay in the sohbah of my sheikh after I graduated. I took permission from my parents. My parents said, yes, you can. So, alhamdulillah, because a person needs to stay in sohbah to, you know, get scrubbed a little, especially after you become an alim. So the sheikh mentioned that in right now, you know, the other day I seen in the dream, قَدْ تَوَفِيَ Sheikh Zakaria, was made an announcement on the radio, قَدْ تَوَفِيَ Sheikh Zakaria. And Qutub al-Aqtab, Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria, his sheikh, had passed away. And then he said, look, another person just saw Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's janazah the other day, being uplifted. So he goes, somebody great is going to pass away. Then when I was there in Darul Umbari, I stayed the night Saturday and Sunday, returned back to Madinah, because from Monday we have to start teaching, etc. And I was full-time supervisor. And so that's why I only used to get permission once in 2-3 months to visit my sheikh, because I was there 24 hours with students. So I used to stay there, from wake them up from before Fajr and after, alhamdulillah. And sometimes now I started talking a little bit about my little things to make some people understand some, you know, when you know, some experience of life, because a person understands more. So that night I saw in the dream after Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Islam al-Haqsab passed away. And I had a feeling that he's going to pass away. And I knew he was very beloved to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first person to teach Bukhari Sharif in Europe, for 16 years he taught. Europe, in not that sense of when Morocco and when Spain, otherwise that was Europe too. Allama, all these, Qurtubi and all these people, Qurtuba, these are actually from Europe. But I mean, when in the late, these 100 years or so, when established, the first Darul Uloom established, alhamdulillah. And so I was there, Allah took me to, in Ramadan, Allah took me to my second Umrah trip, I think it was. So we're there all Umrah, second or third Umrah trip in my life. We used to spend the whole Ramadan in Makkah and Medina. So 15-17 days in Makkah, 15-17 days in Medina Munawwara. 28th of Ramadan al-Mubarak, he passed away in Sajda. 28th of Ramadan al-Mubarak in Sajda. And Shaykh Hudhayfi that night, I remember, I have it written in my diary. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. He read that in Isha Salah. That night he passed away. فادخلي في عبادي. And Sheikh Abdul Bari al-Thubaiti. Maybe if somebody could get it, listen to it. 29th Ramzan Mubarak, I don't know in Islamic, but 95, 96. Sheikh Abdul Bari al-Thubaiti, right? He read beginning of Yasin in the second card. Qila dukhuli al-jannah, qala ya layta qawmi. That ayat of Surah Yasin. Qala ya layta qawmi ya'lamun bima ghafara li rabbi wa ja'alani min bima ghafara li rabbi. And I'm thinking he's saying, Sheikh is saying this. Bima ghafara li rabbi wa ja'alani min al-mukrimin. So he wrote in his book of salawat, 100 salawat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ad-du'a. It's there at the front page. It's that copy I have at home. The other one I don't have. I have 3-4 because this is one of my meanings too. Like the salawat 40 compiled from hadith, Qutb al-Aktab in his Fadail Durushi compiled 40 from Hazrat Tanvi, and then another 60 compiled all from hadith, salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best salawat you can recite is the ones from hadith. The Nabi, like Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. So he writes from Jami al-Suyuti, from Tamim al-Dari, a person who reads marhaban bil qa'ilin adla wa marhaban bis salati wa ahla, marhaban bil qa'ilin adla wa marhaban bis salati wa ahla, once, and when he hears the adhan, 70,000 of his sins are forgiven, 70,000 of reward are written from him. As Allama Suyuti in his Jami has narrated this hadith. So this is also a dua of adhan. So we learned many, many du'as of adhan. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that du'a. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, wa anna Muhammadan abdu rasulah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika, wa anna Muhammadan abdu rasulah. Without ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulah. Raditu billahi rabba, wa bi Muhammadin rasulah, wa bil islami deena. This du'a. This another. Allahumma iftah qafala qulubana bi zikrik wa atmim alayna bi ni'matik wa asbiq alayna min fadlik waj'alna min ibadika as-salihin. Another dua. And salawat on Rasulullah SAW. Never forget that. So the minimum, never forget salawat on Rasulullah SAW after adhan and the dua of shafa'at. Allahumma rabba hazi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima ati Muhammadin al-wasila wal-fadila wa ba'athu maqamun Muhammadin ladhi wa'atta. This is the dua. And then when you read your sunnah, after your sunnah, you're sitting there, you can do muraqabah, meditation. And one of the great ways of making dua is muraqabah duaiyah. This is a dua just from the heart. Sometimes Allah never ever accepts the dua of a ghafil. Ghafil in a ghaflat. And a person in the state of ghaflat. Allah doesn't accept, meaning you're talking to Allah, but you're not talking to Allah. You're asking Allah, but you're not. It's like, you know how the imam will raise his hands and everybody raises their hands behind the imam and they're making dua, Allah, I want to go quickly, so I hope the imam, you know, it's because of custom, right? Allahumma tassalam, kusunat al-raqt al-yazil. This is it, Rasulullah did read this, but this is not a dua actually, it's a praise of Allah, so Allahumma tassalam. You're not asking Allah for anything, you're just saying Allah salam. So this, a person, he should have, so there's also a person just makes dua with his heart, he... If you can't remember the Arabic, then everybody knows Urdu. Allah, dunya mein hum afiyat mangte hai aur akhirat mein afiyat mangte hai. Allah, we ask for afiyat in dunya and afiyat in akhirah. And what does afiyat mean? It means safety, it means protection, it means health, it means everything good. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. So one dua you can make of the Quran, but that's not from the hadith that you make it at this time. But this dua is from hadith. In this book, inshallah, I'll pull up the narration next week, the book of Adhan, that Rasulullah stressed this dua, afiyah. So these are some duas. So actually, we want to. And when you think of afiyah, even think of safety and cure from any sicknesses, diseases, afiyah also from COVID, inshallah, also make this dua. Inshallah, you will not get hurt in any of these calamities. That, you know, and if you do, you will get shahadat. Remember, Because to die with iman, that's the big thing. Allah give us death with iman. Subhanallah.